afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining post-result conference call of Central Bank of India. From the senior management side, today we have with us Sri M.V. Rao, MD and CEO, Sri Vivek Vahi, Executive Director, Sri M.B. Murali Krishna, Sir, Executive Director, Sri Mahendra Dohare, Executive Director, and Mr. Mukul Dandige, Chief Financial Officer. Now, without any further delay, I hand over the call to MD Sir for his opening remarks, post which we will open the floor for the Q&A. Thank you and over to you, Sir.
Thank you. Very good afternoon to all the participants. Before sharing the financials of this quarter, let me share the good news that bank has received the CCI approval to acquire 25.18% of equity shares in the life insurance division of Future Generalia and 24.91% in the non-life. Once this process completes, then bank will be having two additional JVs along with the existing two JVs which we have for the home finance and financials. So now just I would like to give the highlights of the this September quarter's financials, and then it is followed by our CFO will be giving a detailed presentation. I think by this time you must have received our presentation, which is already uploaded onto the website. Now, this our bank's total business, which has grown 7.07%, now it stands at 6.44 lakh crore. And then total deposits at 3.91 lakh crores, where CASA stands at 1.91 lakh crores, which is 48.93% of the total deposits. And the gross advances grew by 9.48%, which stands at 2.52 lakh crore. And the CD ratio, that is credit deposit ratio, improved to 64.71. Earlier in the previous September of 23, it was 62.5 around. Now gross NPA, it stands at 4.59. And net NPA at 0.69. Provision coverage ratio, which is 96.31. And net profit has grown by 50.91%. It stands at 913 crore. And let me share with you, this is the 14th straight quarter which bank is recording the net profit. And net interest income has increased to 3,410 crores. And then net interest margin, it stands at 3.44 for this September 30th. Return on assets is improved to 0.85%. Return on equity improved to 3.19%. CRAR, that is capital adequacy ratio, now it stands at 16.27, where Tier 1 is 14.01. So there is an appreciable increase and good set of numbers as far as the financials are concerned. For all the further details, our CFO will be explaining. Yeah, Mukul. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. So, as far as said, net profit-wise, last year, three quarters, whatever the net profit we had earned, we have been able to surpass that figure in the first two quarters, that is the first H1 of this financial year. We have recorded 1,793 crores of net profit during the H1 as compared to 1,741 crores of net profit for the three quarters up to Q3 during the last financial year. The standalone headline numbers, if we compare, the yield on advances has increased by 22 bips on YOY and it is now at 8.84%. Yield on investment has improved to 6.93%, an increase of 38 bips. The cost of deposit has increased only by 11 bips and it is now at 4.71%. We continue to hold on to our share of CASA deposits. It is still in excess of 48%. The NIM increased to 3.44%. The ROE on an annualized basis is 12.76. the credit cost, we have been able to bring it down now to 0.56, with the net NPA coming down to 0.69 during this quarter. The slippage ratio also has been controlled, and now the slippage ratio is at 0.38% for this quarter. The liquidity coverage ratio is at 214.19%, so it is a very comfortable liquidity still bank is enjoying, and the NSFR is at 146.69. The EPS is at 1.05, and the ROA has improved to 0.85. So we are on our track to make it at 1%. If we see, the total interest income has registered a YOY growth of 11.58% to 8,202 crores. The total interest expenses have increased by 10.85% to 4,792 crores. The net interest income has increased by 12.62% and it is now at 3,410 crores. The total income has shown a growth of 17.08% and it stands at 9,849 crores. The total expenditure on the other side has increased by 11.65% to 7,684 crores. And therefore, the operating profit has improved by handsome amount of 41.50% to 2,165 crores. The provisions are at 1,252 crores, and the net profit has shown an improvement of 50.91% and it stands at 913 crores. If we come to the breakup of interest income, the interest on advances has shown a growth by 14.18% and it stands at 5,402 crores. The interest on investments has also grown by 9.13% and it is at 2,547 crores now. There is a degrowth in other income, which was the interest income that we received on the income tax refund, by around 210 crores. The non-interest income, which majorly comprises of recovery and write-off and other fee-based income, there also there is a very sizable improvement, and on a YOY basis there is a growth of 55.23%, and on QOQ basis also there is a growth of 41.37%, and the total non-interest income now stands at 1,647 crores, with recovery and write-off comprising 560 crores out of this. The breakup of total expenses is that interest expenses have improved by 10.85%, and the total interest expenses were at 4,792 crores, out of which interest paid on deposit is 4,530 crores, growth of 8.43%, and other interest was at 262 crores. The staff cost was 1,827 crores, a growth of 27.14%. And other operating expenses showed a degrowth of 5.08% and stood at 1,065 crores. As far as the provisions are concerned, the provisions for NPA were at 340 crores, 82% less than the last year, same period. The standard asset to be made a provision of 70 crores. The income tax provisions were at 654 crores. On a prudence basis, the bank has made 250 crores additional provision on standard restructured accounts, and therefore the total provisions were at 1,252 crores and the net profit was at 913 crores. The asset quality, as MD sir has said, the gross NPA is at 4.59% and the net NPA we have been able to bring it down to 0.69%. In absolute number terms, the net NPA is at 1,674 crores. The sector-wise NPA, if we see, retail is at only 0.12%, agriculture and allied is at 1.62%, MSME at 1.34%, and corporate net NPA is 0.15% only. Our provision coverage ratio was at 96.31%. The slippage ratio, as I told, is now at 0.3038%, and the credit cost is at 0.56%. The restructured book is at 5,808 crores. However, 1,571 crores worth of accounts are common in the restructured book also, and they are appearing in the special mention accounts also. As far as the SMA position is concerned, the percentage of special mention accounts to total advances has come down on a YOY basis from 6.69 to 6.10%, and the amount is 15,425, out of which the amount under SMA 2 is only 3,014 crores and SMA 1 is at 1,957 crores. The capital ratios, the CRAR stands at 16.27% with Tier 1 CET at 14.01. The leverage is at 5.88%. The business coverage, business across the board, total business improved by 7.07% and it stands at 6,44,858 crores. The total deposits grew at 5.57%. CASA deposits grew at 4.61% and now they stand at 1,91,270 crores. The CASA share continues to be at 48.93%, which is one of the best in the industry. The RAM advances grew at 19.95% and stand at 1,82,205 crores. The CD ratio improved to 64.71%. Now, within RAM also, if we see, the retail grew at 15.48% and it stands at 76,373 crores. The agriculture showed a growth of 17.34% and it is at 50,280 crores. And MSME has shown a robust growth of 29.45% and it stands at 55,552 crores. The risk-weighted assets, still one of the lowest in the industry at 1,67,998. There is a degrowth in the corporate loan book, but that was a conscious decision that the bank took. The corporate book has degrown by 10.61% and it stands at 70,739 crores. As far as the retail segment breakup is concerned, retail constitutes 30.19% of total advances, and within that, housing loan constitutes 63.06%, and it has shown a growth of 18.51% on YOY. Education loan has shown a growth of 28.95%. The auto loan has shown a growth of 15.18%, and personal loan at 10.35%. The rated standard advances continue to attract our attention, and the total AAA, AA and A book and triple B book constitutes 63,365 crores. The sanctions and outstanding and co-lending are very robust. We have been able to achieve all the mandated targets under the priority sector. Investment book continues to give us very, very good profit, and the yield has improved to 6.93%. And if we take the trading profit also, then the yield has topped 7.76% now. So these were the basic highlights of the performance for the Q2. Now, with the permission of MD sir, we will...
we can open it for Q&A.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use a handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Question from the line of Mr. Ashok Ajmera from Ajcon Global. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity. And compliments to Rao Saab and the entire team of the Central Bank of India for yet another very good quarter of good set of numbers. One of the, I think, the highest profitability in the recent time. And consecutive profitability for last, I think, 14 quarters. Also, having said that, I got a few observations and some concerns which needs to be addressed. So, sir, my first is on the advances growth, the credit growth. So, I think there the growth is absolutely muted, as against 2,51,000 crore in the March. Now it is 2,52,000 crore. If you take the entire 6 months as on today, and I mean the similar story in the net credit also. So credit wise, there is hardly any growth. So first is that, how do we plan to achieve our targeted credit growth in the financial year now 2025, based on the sanction pipeline and the projects and applications are under sanction and processes, and what is your target for that? And how do we plan to achieve this? So that is on my first question, sir, on the credit growth, the business growth.
Good, good. Yeah, thank you, Ajmer sir. Really, you have asked the very pertinent question. As far as this credit growth is concerned, if you see the growth in our RAM portfolio, which is very, very robust, and whatever that dip that has come is on the corporate loan book. This is very conscious decision, because when we experiencing the rate of interest, you know, from the corporate side, what they are demanding, and we do not want to sacrifice the NIM. So, vis-a-vis the where without any credit cost from my investment side, I am getting much more than what this corporate credit borrowers were asking rate of interest. So that was a conscious decision taken by the bank. That's why there is a dip of almost 7,000 crores in the corporate loan book. Always it was a very short term, but nonetheless, we were not interested to take up at a low cost. So it is only to protect the NIM of the bank that we took this decision not to increase the corporate loan book. That's why there is a dip of 7,000.
Okay, sir. No, sir. So now my means going forward for the entire FY25 financial year, where do we get see the credit growth in percentage terms vis-a-vis the March 24?
See, we are conscious of the bottom line now. Protecting the bottom line, the way we are intended to grow, that depends upon the market opportunities as well as the you know, rating of the accounts, where we can trade off between the credit risk weights and rating of the accounts with the rate of interest. So what the projection we would like to make now is bottom line will be protected, and then we will be eyeing for the enhancing the bottom line rather than you know, eyeing for the top line.
So no growth target, sir? 10%, 12%, 15%?
We have a growth target already. That for a year we have given 12 is the floor and 14 is the upper limit for the credit growth.
So you are maintaining
the
same?
That we will continue to maintain. Depending upon the opportunities, we will be there. But at the same time, yeah, just to increase the credit growth to reach the percentages, we are not going to sacrifice the bottom line.
Sir, point well taken, sir. Sir, my second question was on the standard restructured accounts. Sir, we have seen that the provision of 229 crore has been made. So, as I understand, our total standard restructured book is around 5,800 crore something, which includes COVID standard restructured also. So, what is the total overall provision we are holding, sir, on the total standard restructured book? COVID?
See, these categories comprise three. One is the restructuring done in terms of the RBI earlier circular of 2017-18-19. So, yes, there the provision held is 5%. Then, okay, under the COVID, this one, there were two sets, 10%, and the accounts which had already slipped before the restructuring was undertaken, there the provision was to be maintained. So we have 15% provision in those accounts. So put together roughly 5,808, we can safely say that it would be around 11 to 12% provision that we are holding. Now on a prudence basis, we have made 250 crores additional provision. these accounts will be also ECL compliant. I mean, where we need to put in additional provision as per ECL.
So altogether, is we are holding about 800 and 850 to 900 crore, isn't it, sir?
Yes.
Including this 229 crore.
Yes. 250.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, 250 crore. Sir, there is a very good income from the treasury operations in this quarter, which has been booked, and a very smart recovery from the return of account. Also, I think 560 crore. So, sir, going forward, can we take this as a number for the remaining 6 months also, a good set of numbers so as to judge the future profitability for the whole of this 2025? Do we have something more in the pipeline from the return of account to recover?
Ajmera ji, regarding treasury, we are very much hopeful that in this decreasing rate scenario, of course, our regulator is yet to cut rates, but we are very hopeful. It is almost priced in, but still we are hopeful that till March there will be around 2 rate cuts expected. So we are hopeful that same scenario should continue and treasury should give us a good yield. As MD sir has rightly said, that that type of yield we were not getting in even in our public sector, government public sector advances. So that is there. And in write-off advance, write-off accounts, our colleague Mr. Dohare will, ED colleague Mr. Dohare will show some light.
Yes, yes, sir.
Yeah, Dohare, sir.
Write-off account also, we expect the similar numbers in the rest of the financial year, because there are few accounts are there and which are in the pipeline, and we are very hopeful to get the good recoveries in these accounts.
Sir, there was a very good news which we read and you also announced, is that our stake taking, a sizable stake in Future generally, both in the life and general. Going forward, sir, what kind of capital infusion, number one, is the acquisition cost, and secondly, how optimistic we are about this investment going forward in future?
Yeah, as far as the acquisition is concerned, it is the open bidding process which has happened in the NCLT, and we would able to get for 508 crores. That is our acquisition. And then going forward, you know very well the bank assurance contributions to our P&L. Only with the distribution channels what we have, it is almost covering 120 crores.
Okay.
So that is the kitty that is already there. And going forward, we see a lot of synergies here. Let us wait and watch for the next move.
Yes, sir. Sure. Sir, one small data point on the miscellaneous income in this quarter has rapidly grown to 137 crores. So is there any component of 70, 80 crore, 60, 70 crore coming from somewhere in the miscellaneous income in this quarter?
One second.
You know, from generally 50 crore, 55, 60 crore, it has gone up to 137 crore.
No, there is no IT refund.
IT refund ka kuch.
Yeah, is it?
आप उससे देख रहे हैं सर सी टोटल माय हां अदर इनकम इज 1647 करोड़ आउट ऑफ दैट कमीशन ब्रोकरेज इज 119 करोड़ ऑन व्हिच एलसीबीजी डीडी कमीशन इज 49 करोड़ गवर्नमेंट बिजनेस इज 26 बैंक अश्योरेंस इज 44 सर्विस चार्जेस इज 379 अदर मिसलेनियस ओके दिस यू आर सेइंग
वन सेकंड या या यस सर बिलो द सर्विस चार्जेस
Yeah.
Because it's a good sizable amount you get so straight to the bottom line. And
yeah.
Yeah, once we find it, we'll share
with you the details.
No problem, sir. No problem. I'll take it later. There is no issue. Thank you very much, sir, in this round. And if time permits, I'll come back again. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. We now have the next question from the line of Mr. Sushil Choksi from Indus Equity Advisor. Please go ahead, sir.
Congratulations to Team Central Bank for excellent performance and a good direction. Sir, where our CD ratio is concerned, I think we have a great advantage in the current banking system led by our CASA and many of the opportunities. So where do you see in the next 6 months we will end up?
See, our guidance is to reach 70%. That definitely our endeavor is to reach 70%, and we are quite confident by this financial year ending we will reach at 70%.
So what would be unavailed limits and what is in pipeline visibly from this quarter perspective?
Pipeline is too huge. Almost 12,800 crores is in the pipeline. That is there. But all these, many of them are the term loans where, you know, disbursement happens in stages. And entire 12,800 cannot be drawn by March 25. So as far as reaching the 70% of CD ratio, we are confident. No issue.
Are you seeing any green shoots from private sector or at least mainly public sector borrowing?
That is a trade-off what we are always doing with the, you know, rating of the account and then rate of interest.
Okay.
So we are trading off there.
So the low-yielding ones you are not taking up, but the high-yielding ones what you are taking up. That's what is my assumption.
No. Optimization is happening. It is not that if someone offers 9.5 and, you know, we will be very happy to take AA or rated this one at 8. So,
we'll
see how it comes out, you know.
What I meant is you are conscious of quality and the sector what you're choosing with the
exactly.
Right mix.
Exactly.
So you're being prudent on the subject of lending, that's what I understand. Sir, now the best news which we got in terms of our acquisition of Future Generali Insurance.
Yeah.
And I know that you are being conservative in speaking besides the COC at what rate and things like that, and what revenue you are able to generate. Sir, can you throw some light on a picture, how the synergies between both will work, how will the bank benefit, and your investment will fructify multifold over a period of time?
No, I do not want to tell all those things. Just I would like to give a small insights into this particular business, because where we see a lot of synergy, see, we have the 8 crore borrower profile, 8 crore customer profiles, almost 5.6 crore is the active customers we have. When we are analyzing this, insurance, it is only penetration is 0.61. Just you can imagine, what is the cake that is available from my own customer, active customer profile. So just I am leaving at that point. And regarding the asset insurance, which is primarily driven by our asset portfolio and then new disbursements and new customers what we acquire, from our analysis we see that though there is no focus, it is only a 20 to 25% of the assets are getting insured through the banker channels. Another 75% is being done by the other channels. So just I am giving the insights of the facts which are existing on my record. Just you can extrapolate or think what is going to happen in future once we have this arrangement in place.
Well, being an existing customer of Future Generali in some manufacturing related activities, my experience about the company is excellent.
Yeah.
Will the systems between our end and Future Generali where this cross-sell and would be integrated technologically or only this referral work will work?
See, these are two separate things. One is right now I am an investor. Once that acquisition happens, it becomes a JV. That is one part. Second is as per the regulatory guidelines, distribution channels which are available to all the partners with whom we have the bank assurance tie-up, that will continue. But at the end of the day, the services provided by these entities to the customers, if customers are happy and then the way these people continue to service the needs, insurance needs of the customers, normally wherever best service is available, they will move to that channel. That's why these are all two distinct areas. I do not want to mix up this.
My experience on the digital side has been excellent. That's the reason I just sort of feedback.
We have digital channels. That is, from day one, it will be a totally digital integration that will be there.
So how are we going to rebrand this and how soon that would be visible? Because that can be a big win-win for...
We are discussing all the aspects regarding this branding and all the things. So let us see. It takes little more time for us to publicly declare what will be the shape.
No, I am not asking anything. Basically, whether it will take shape in the current year by March 25 or not, that's what I was asking.
It should be. Before March only it has to happen.
Okay. Second thing, sir, on the CASA, which is a very sustainable success story of Central Bank of India. Maybe one or two other cases are comparable, not much. The efforts have been excellent from the team which is working on it, whether it's rural, tier 2, tier 3, where our base is. We have migrated on many technology platforms and we are doing a lot of digital initiatives. Has those results started fructifying or the early visibility only and that would add to our kitty in a long-term basis?
No, already some of the products are rolled out where we are seeing the traction in that. And many more products that are slated for the next 2 to 3 months. It is a continuous process where we will be shifting many of these products onto this new technology platform where a lot of, optimization happens from the cost and also efficiency parameters. Coming to your point of CASA and all those things, let me share with you, we made some experimentation with the BC Max because everyone knows in the industry there is one concept called a banking correspondent and another is your physical brick and mortar branches. We brought a hybrid in between and we have rolled out the pilot and it is very successful. And then going forward, this will be the model where we will be reaching out in areas where our presence is not there and then business is also happening well. In those areas, we will be moving with the BC Max centers. It is only a totally technology-based solution.
How many such touch points will we roll out, sir?
We have identified almost 520 PIN codes where CAGR of banking business is more than 15% and our presence is not there. So as a pilot, we are rolling out 25 and then based on this one, again, we will be expanding in all the PIN codes where this business is there and my branch is not available.
Okay. So this would bring a lot of additional benefits to the bank from all perspectives. All the exercises what we are doing or what we have planned for last 12 months on digital initiatives, how much capex we would have done so far and what is left that will still continue on an ongoing process and what is one time?
See, it is ongoing. This year our budget was around 800 crores. And then it's all milestone based payments that happen. That's why I cannot pinpointedly say this is the amount what we have spent, but budgeted is 800 and as per the milestones that our partners are achieving, that payments will get released.
Okay. Sir, my next question to Mr. Vahi, what is his indicative guidance on the treasury yields for the year end?
Sir, this calendar year, we are not expecting now further much fall. Already it touched 672. So maybe 4 or 5 basis points here and there for this quarter. But definitely for March quarter, we are seeing another at least 15 basis point fall. So overall, it should not be more than 25 basis point fall up to March. This is our in-house view on the 10-year. We had, let us hope the scenario continues and treasuries, good time for treasuries have again come. It is a cyclical thing, you all know. So let us hope for the best.
Sir, in view of your treasury outlook, do we, not only for our bank, we were not in the rat race for CD ratio in terms of deposit mobilization at any cost. We have been very comfortable. What is our strategy on growth of where deposits are concerned in next 6 months?
See, deposit growth, one thing you rightly observed. As far as our bank is concerned, I think only bank which is not in the certificate of deposit market. We never were there in that CD. And we are very conscious, and then we are principally we are on the belief that CD should not fund our growth. And having a CD ratio of 65, we have a lot of liquidity, and then we have a CRAR above 16, and we have enough growth capital and also liquidity. Going forward, our focus more will be to acquire the new customers on the CASA side, and then offer differentiated products to the existing customers.
Sir, as we have not been in deposit rates, repricing might be hurting a lot of banks. Do I assume that we are comfortable with repricing of deposits and the sustainability is concerned with cost?
Yeah, we always factor that part, because my 49 point is already under CASA, and then taking the current deposits, my repricing portfolio, which is exposed to the repricing portfolio, is 50%. Within a year, it will be around 24 to 25%. That always we factor in. Whatever the increase in deposit rate we make is only to protect our own turf in the deposit portfolio, so that my customer need not go to other banks for want of higher rate of interest in term deposits. So that's the strategy we follow, and we are successful in that.
Do you think that with the treasury outlook and the global money market, Indian rates have been in terms of cost of funds today, bank-to-bank MCLR might be rising, but more or less in the current financial year, the rates have peaked from MCLR point of view?
But in normal, this one you can say it is peaked. But if you see the certificate of deposit market, it is almost, public sector itself 2.76 lakh crore is there in the CD. Even if they want to shift it on to the customer deposits, from CD to customer deposits, I do not know to what extent, but there is a probability that the rate of increase in the deposits may not be the same way which was happening for the past 6 to 8 months.
Sir, can you repeat the number of CD amount?
It is total public sector banks which have raised is 2.76 lakh.
And as a system, sir?
Total system, 5.36 lakh.
Okay. Sir, thank you for answering.
Private banks and public financial institutions.
Sir, anything new which the shareholders or the analysts don't know and we should know in the for the years to come?
Never that will be. You people will be much more, having the market.
Sir, what I meant is some new initiative like Future generally we acquired. I'm not saying some acquisition has to happen, but some new business development, new plan, maybe a large recovery, something brewing from written off account, something which would aid our profit for the second half in terms of some new efforts or some new initiative on business, digital, whatever it may be, that something new which will stand out for us in the next 6 months. That's what I meant.
Yeah, I will share you in the January call, whatever that we have done new and what was the result.
Thank you, sir, and I'll come back in the queue again.
Thank you.
All the best and best wishes for
you. Thank you.
Yeah, there was a question from Ajmera ji. He wanted to know about the details. So this 90 crores out of that 137 crore is the penal charges, because till 31st of March, it was penal interest. Now it is penal charges. So we have segregated this. So that is why this miscellaneous income is appearing higher.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. We have the next question from Ashlesh Sonje from Kotak Securities. Sir, you may proceed.
Hi, team. Good afternoon. Sir, just a couple of questions. Firstly, if I look at your SMA2 book above 5 crore rupees, that has increased quarter on quarter from rupees 6 crore to rupees 360 crores. Can you share more details about this this increase?
Just a minute. What is this? SMA 0, what you are saying?
SMA 2.
SMA
2.
SMA 2, above 5 crores, it was 174 right now. Huh?
88,
it was there for September 23, which has gone up to 117 in June 24, and September 24, it is 174.
Sir, major top 5 accounts are this. See, I'll give you the details of top 5 accounts. Top 5 accounts constitute now 180 plus.
Sir, if you just look at the QOQ movement of the SMA2 book above 5 crore rupees.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm talking about SMA1, I'm sorry. It was 6 crores earlier, it's gone to 360 crores.
SMA1. SMA1 also, if the top 5 accounts constitute now 325 crores, however, out of that one account already regularized, other accounts are continuing in SMA1 and we do not foresee any of them slipping.
So you're saying out of that 360 crores, 325 crores is from just one account and that is now?
325 crores is of the top 5 accounts. Out of that, one account is already standard worth 10 crores. One big account is there, but that also is, okay. We do not foresee any issue in that account also.
Okay, is this a telecom related account, the big one?
No.
Okay. And that has become current again, the big account.
So it continues to be in SMA1 only.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And secondly, you have made an additional prudent provision on standard restructured accounts. You said roughly 260 crore rupees.
250.
But your standard restructured book overall has only declined QOQ.
See, now what has happened is we were to bring our net NPA in line with the industry, that we have been able to do successfully. Now our net NPA has come down to 0.69. So now we have shifted our attention from the ECL perspective, if and when it comes, so we should be well prepared. So with that perspective, already the standard restructured book, we are having roughly around 10 to 11% built up. So we want to build based on the PD and other things. We want to proactively build provision in that book also.
Understood. So there is no specific exposure for which you have made this provision?
No. It is on this entire standard restructured book.
Understood. Sir, just one last data keeping question. Can you give a breakup of your slippages across segments? That 766 crore
yes.
of fresh slippage?
Yes. So, under Agri, the slippages were 187 crores. Under corporate, it was 164 crores. Under MSME, it was 270 crores. And under retail, it was 145 crores. And including the increase in balance of the existing NPA, if we want to speak, then 233 crores in Agri, corporate 183, MSME 330, and retail 168.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one.
I think if anyone is not there, we can conclude our session.
Okay, sir.
Yeah.
As there are no further questions, I would like to now hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
So, on behalf of the entire top management of Central Bank of India, I would like to extend thanks to all the analysts for sparing their time and interacting with us. We'll continue to post good numbers with our endeavors, and we'll continue to excel. Thank you so much.
Thank you.